Hello everyone. It's a beautiful day here at Let's Talk in English. Thanks for joining us. My name is Pauline. Let's learn together today.
Hi friends. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is sports.
Today's title is Let's Play Golf. Let's play golf. Peter, what happened in our show yesterday?
Well, of course, we talked about golf and mini golf, but I enjoyed learning about Taylor's gift. She had to find a gift for her dad. I think she found the right thing.
I think it's really great that she put so much thought into that gift. Well, today, we're going to learn some more about golf. But first, let's do our Read It. Join Peter.
The goal of golf is to get the ball in the hole. You strike the ball with a club. You usually have a few strokes to get the ball in the hole. You have to aim carefully. You must hit your ball onto the green and avoid the sand and water traps. If you hit the ball into the hole with one stroke,That's a hole in one.
So today, we will learn more about how the game of golf is played. Peter, you can help us out with that, right?
Yes, I am glad to help. Golf is a fun and relaxing game.
Oh, I heard that it is frustrating and hard.
Well, it is that too. That's true. It just depends on the day and depends on the hole.
Well, we hope learning your key words isn't frustrating. That's why we have Christina here to help. Let's go to her now.
Hello, 今天的主题是高尔夫球运动。打高尔夫球最后的目标就是要把球打进球洞里去。The goal of golf is to get the ball in the hole. 名词 goal 就是目标的意思。打球的时候是用球杆。Golf club 去打那颗球 You strike the ball with a club 动词 strike 就是打的意思因为小白球很小所以打的时候一定要谨慎的瞄准 You have to aim carefully 动词 aim 就是瞄准对准的意思一定要把球打到草坪上 You must hit your ball onto the green 句尾的 green 在这里当名词用指有球洞的果岭不但要打到果岭上还要小心地避开沙坑和水池 Avoid the sand and water traps 句尾的名词 trap 就是陷阱
How many holes does this golf course have?
It has 18 Most golf courses do
Oh, okay
The goal of the game is to get the ball into the hole You have to strike the ball with a club
That sounds easy.
It's not. You only have a few strokes to do it.
How many?
Usually just 3, 4, or 5.
So Tina is asking James questions about golf, and I'm sure we'll all learn a lot of new things about this game today.
The first question is...How many holes does this golf course have? How many does something have? This is a good question to practice, friends.
Let's see. How many legs do humans have?
Well, 2. How many fingers do I have?
Well, I think you have all 10.
I do. I have 10 fingers. And how many eyes do I have?
Even if your eyes are closed, you still have 2 eyes, Peter.
Okay, okay. Well, let's get back to the original question. How many holes does this golf course have?
Hey, I remember this from yesterday. A golf course usually has 18 holes. You usually start at one end of the field, and you want to hit the ball towards the hole. After 18 holes, then you're done.
Right. The goal of the game is to get the ball into the hole. I think Christina can help us out a bit with this sentence. Hi, Christina.
James 说高尔夫球赛的目标就是要把球打进洞里去。The goal of the game is to get the ball into the hole. 这句的句子虽然蛮长的，但它基本的架构就是 A is B。A 就是片语的 the goal of the game, 而 B 是不定词片语 to get the ball into the hole。用这个方式来看这个句子的话，长长的句子就变得很单纯了。我们来看看不定词片语做主词补语的例子。The goal of this class is to help students learn English. 这堂课的目标就是要帮助学生学习英语。The goal of the party is to get the family together. 派对的目的是让家人团聚。
Friends, I'd like to go back to this word goal. For every game, there is a goal. This word describes what you want to do in order to win the game.
In basketball, the goal of the game is to get more points than the other team. In baseball, it is the most runs.
But we can use this word for much more than just sports. What is your goal for learning English?
Having goals like this is very important. They help us to keep trying. My goal is to speak Chinese very well.
My goal is to learn Chinese too. But right now, my goal is to have a simple conversation, like, how are you? Or talk about the weather.
So friends, do you have a goal? Can you tell a friend what your goal is? It may sound easy to think about a goal, but they are very important for us.
I think my goal sounds hard, but I know if I try every day, it will keep getting better.
Yes, and it sounds like it's time to hear from Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, friends! You all seem so excited today. Wait, hold on, I know why. It's grammar point time.Well, today you are going to learn how to use a special type of verb followed by an adjective. For example, that sounds difficult. Or, that looks interesting. You can do this. So friends, when are you going to go out and use it?
Thanks, Rebecca.Let's try a few more for practice. Peter, I'll start and you finish with today's grammar point. I am cooking pizza. It is just finished.
That smells good.
I am holding an ice cream cone. It has chocolate and strawberry ice cream.
Ooh, that looks good.
I'm going to a movie this weekend. Do you want to come?
That sounds good. And friends, now it's time for us to take a short break.That sounds good, too. We'll be back after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. Today we are learning all about golf, and I have my expert Peter here. Peter, I had another question about golf. When you start at a hole, when it's time to begin, how many strokes is normal for it to take to arrive at the hole?
Well, it depends on the hole, and you know at the beginning. It will either have a 3, 4, or 5. It can change a little bit.So if it has a 3, it takes 3 strokes to finish the course.
Okay, and you're doing really good if you get fewer than that, right?
Right, or that much.
Okay.
Well, friends, let's find out what happens in Conversation B.
Golf isn't an easy game.
It's not, but it's fun. You must hit your ball onto the green.You must also avoid the sand and water traps.
Can you get the ball into the hole with one stroke?
Yes, that's called a hole-in-one. But it's hard to do that. You have to aim carefully.
Well, I'm going to try.
Good. Now, let's play.
This conversation starts with this. Golf isn't an easy game, and that is very true.
Can you share a little bit more about that, Peter?
Well, I know when you hit the ball, it's not easy to control your aim. If it goes a little bit to the right or to the left, then you're in a lot of trouble.
Wow, that does sound difficult. So, yes, golf is not an easy game.
Golf is not an easy game. But do you know what is easy? Today's
calendar phrase.
Golf is not an easy game.
Golf is not an easy game.
高尔夫球不是一项轻松的运动。
Golf looks so easy.
Golf is not an easy game.
I just put the ball down and then aim carefully.
Golf is not an easy game.
And then I swing and hit the ball.
Golf is not an easy game.
Okay, here I go. I'm ready to try.
Whoa! I told you, golf is not an easy game. Are you okay?
Golf is not an easy game.
Golf is not an easy game.
高尔夫球不是一项轻松的运动。
So James agrees golf is not an easy game, but it's fun.
We then learn about how to play the game. You must hit your ball onto the green.
We all know what the color green is, but in golf, the green is a place. That's where the grass is shortest, and there is also a hole there.
The ball moves really fast on the green because that grass is so short, and this also makes it hard to put the ball into the hole.
Okay. Also, when you play golf, you must avoid the sand traps and water traps, right?
Yes. These are on the course to make it hard to play. You don't want your ball to fall in the water or into the sand. You want to stay on the grass.
But isn't there also a grass trap, too?
Okay, yes. This is called the rough. The grass is really long and thick there. The ball is really hard to hit when it's in the rough.
So you said that most holes take 3, 4, or 5 strokes. But can a player get a ball into the hole with just 1 stroke?
Ooh, that's very hard to do. Yes, you can. That is called a hole-in-one. But it's really hard to do that.
I think that's called luck.
I've done it before. I think it's called skill.
Well, whatever you want to call it, Christina wants to talk more about it. Let's go to her right now.
如果打一杆就把球打进洞里的话，那就叫做一杆进洞。That's called a hole in one. 请注意这个句子要用被动语态。Call 在这里是动词，表示称呼、称作什么。因为这样的击球成绩是被称为一杆进洞，所以必须用被动式。我们来练习一下这样的说法。打棒球的时候，如果是一个好球的话 ，That's called a strike， 就被称为 strike。打篮球的时候，如果是被盖火锅 ，That's called a block shot。火灾的时候，帮助大家灭火的消防队员。They are called firefighters. 都是用被动语的语态哦。
So, in golf, James tells us that you have to aim carefully. And that is true. If you don't aim well, the ball will go into the sand, the water, or the long grass.
And then you will take more strokes to get the ball into the hole.
Exactly.After you have finished the 18 holes, everyone counts the strokes they have to finish the game. the person with the least amount of strokes wins the game.
I think everyone wins because you get to be in such a beautiful place outside all day.
You know what? That is true. You can get frustrated, but it is true. You're in a great place. Well, now let's review those keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Goal. Goal. My life goal is to be a good person.
Strike. Strike. Strike the nail with the hammer.
Aim. Aim. I aim the ball and throw it.
Green. Green. The golfer hit his ball onto the green.
Trap. Trap. The insect couldn't get out of the trap. All right, friends, those are our keywords for today. Keep on practicing. And now, let's watch our lesson one more time together. How many holes does this golf course have?
It has 18. Most golf courses do.
Oh, okay.
The goal of the game is to get the ball into the hole. You have to strike the ball with a club.
That sounds easy.
It's not. You only have a few strokes to do it.
How many?
Usually just 3, 4, or 5.
Golf isn't an easy game.
It's not, but it's fun. You must hit your ball onto the green. You must also avoid the sand and water traps.
Can you get the ball into the hole with one stroke?
Yes, that's called a hole-in-one. But it's hard to do that. You have to aim carefully.
Well, I'm going to try.
Good. Now, let's play.
Well, friends, let's start at the tee.
Wait, oh, do we get to drink tea for this part? Yes!
No, Pauline. Players start playing at the tee. And a tee is a small piece of wood. You set your ball on top of it. It's your first hit.
Oh, I do think I have seen those before. It's the thing they place the ball on top of.
Okay. Right. Now, we see this golf course back here. This is an aerial view. We can see many different holes on this course. Well, do you know what a fairway is?
Oh, I think I have heard that term before. Is it the long grassy area between the tee and the hole?
Yes, you want to stay on the fairway. This is the good grass, but there is bad grass.
Oh, I remember. We learned about that. It's called the rough, right?
Yes, the rough. The rough is an area of long grass, and it's usually on the sides of the fairway. You want to stay out of there, but you want to get on the green.
Oh, right. The difference between the fairway and the green is that the green is the area right around the hole, right?
Exactly. Yes, and this is short grass. You want to get there first and then put your ball into the hole. Well, easy as that.
Thank you so much for teaching me today. I really did learn a lot from you. All right, friends. Unfortunately, it's time to be done with our chit-chat, but we have another chit-chat to watch, a jungle chit-chat.
Ginger, do you know how to play golf?
Yeah, it's really easy. Just hit a ball into a hole.
It's not that easy.
You're right. You have to do that 18 times.
Yes, but you have to aim carefully.
You usually get a few strokes, right?
That's right. But you must avoid sand and water traps.
No problem. What if I hit the ball into the hole with only one stroke?
That's great.
That's a hole in one.
I want to get a hole in one.
That won't be easy.
Hey, James, when we play golf, bring an extra pair of pants.
An extra pair of pants? Why?
In case you get a hole in one. Get it?
Very funny.
Yeah, that's me.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. I'm Jack. Do you know my full name? It's Jack Cao. People who know me well call me Jack. People who don't know me well call me Mr. Cao. Names and title are fun things to talk about. I hope you know when and how to use people's titles correctly.
When we want to show respect or we don't know someone well, we use a title and a last name. Jack's name is Jack Cao, so he is Mr. Cao. We use Mr. as a title for any man. There are three titles for women. If a woman is married, her title may be Mrs. Lee or Mrs. Chen. She can also be Miss Lee or Miss Chen. The title Miss can be used by a woman who is married or not married. The title Miss is for a woman who is not married. When a person is a doctor, we can call them doctor and their last name. And we can call a professor by the title professor with his or her last name. But we don't use the title teacher in English. We just use the titles Mr., Mrs., or Miss. So if your teacher's family name is Hu, you would say Mr. Hu, Mrs. Hu, or Miss Hu, but not Teacher Hu. But principal and coach can be titles. You can say Coach Xi or Principal Ye. When you talk about a police officer, you can call him or her by the title officer. There are also titles for people in government. Mayor Tan, Governor Jin, or President Tsai. When you want to show someone respect, be sure to use the correct title.
This afternoon, I'm going to see a friend. His name is Professor Hardy, but I don't use his title because he is a good friend. I just call him Bill. But when you don't know someone well, or when you want to show respect, use their title. But please call me Jack, not Mr. Cao, because I'm your friend. That's all for today. See you next time on Jack's File.
Hey, Peter, I was looking at this picture. Are these the sand traps that you were talking about?
Yes, exactly. And maybe they're a little hard to see when you're on the grass. But if your ball falls into there, you got to hit it out, and that's going to take some time.
Yeah, I imagine that must be very difficult.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. Come back tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.